KVI.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the real deal. Ari and Big Mike give you their take on the latest movies. Ready? Lights, camera, action on the Ari Hoffman Show.
Well, my friends, there's a new Jurassic World movie in theaters again. This time called Jurassic World Rebirth. I did not have the opportunity to see it, but Mike and Zach had a night out and got to check this thing out. Mike, what'd you think of it?
Well, I think we need to stop making Jurassic World movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess we'll just say that up top. And I'm glad Zach was able to join us for this conversation because he and I both went to the movie. And if I'm to predict the trajectory of the conversation here, I think we're going to land on the same conclusion, but from different perspectives. Like, the destination is the same, but the route is different. I didn't like the movie, but as I talk about it, I probably have nicer things to say about it than Zach. I think for me up top, what I told the nice folks with the clipboard is that it's both overstuffed and undercooked. There's too much going on, but also not enough going on.
It's like one of those Papa Murphy's stuffed pizzas. You never get them done.
It's like the
always
dough
doughy
is,
in the middle.
Dough is too thick, and you can't quite cook it right, and it ends up lopsided on one side. It's like burnt on one side, raw in the middle. That's a perfect analogy, Zach. The things that do kind of work for me, though, is that this movie has a darker tone to it than the last several one of these. I like this one significantly more than the last two of these. I'm delighted that this dinosaur movie actually has some dinosaurs in it, as opposed to being a movie about locusts, very similar to that Dominion.
That was awful. That was
terrible. It's not good, not good. And jumping all the way to the end, Ari, you asked me after I saw it where this ranks for me, and this is probably number three.
It's number three. What I'm getting from you is it's number three because the others are bad also.
Yes, exactly.
So you've got the two top ones, and then you've got the rest.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is the top of the rest because all of the other ones are not good. So if you ask me who this movie is for, this is for folks who have nostalgia for Jurassic Park as an IP. Folks that have nostalgia for the theme park rides. Like, you might engage with the Universal Studios aspect of it more than the actual movies.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a good movie, but it does kind of take some swings that I kind of like. Like, this is, I would say in tone, this kind of reminds me the most of the first book, because that Michael Crichton novel is divorced from all of the Steven Spielberg sheen to it. It's not cute. It's not fun. It's kind of grim and dark. And this kind of has a little bit.
Well, what I'll say is that when they first made the first movie, I think Michael Crichton said about the first Jurassic Park, he said 25% of the book is in the movie.
Yeah.
Because when you go see that movie, there's almost nothing in common except for there's a few character names that are the same. Mm-hmm. You have an amusement park for dinosaurs, and there's a T-Rex. That's about all they have in common. The rest of it, not so much. So I hear what you're saying. So are you saying there's like things from the book in this?
Yeah, literally. The whole river raft evading the T-Rex scene is from the first book.
Oh, fascinating.
They wanted to do it in that first movie, but because that movie is so big, there's no room for it. So it was a scene that the writers had always hung on to. We'd always want to find a movie to do this,
and then they
grafted onto this one. Now, this one suffers from the same problem as the last one does, is that there's two movies going on at the same time, and neither one of them are particularly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And when they intersect, it becomes a convergence of not interesting.
Gotcha. Zach, what'd you think about it?
That's actually a perfect segue to what I was going to talk about, and I know, you know, Mike knows are my complaints about the movie. And I will, you know, say that I have not seen the last two Jurassic Worlds. So I'm not going to comment on those. I can only comment on this as independently its own movie. But the whole thing, what I told the nice lady with the clipboard was it's very forced. And that's a good point with the river raft scene. There's a whole bunch of stuff that I think, you know, it reeks of corporate Hollywood. Reeks of corporate Hollywood. There's no one person's vision behind this film. I think I can say that with some certainty. So that's a good example. The river raft ride, that's something I'm sure they've wanted to put in a movie, and they just were like, you know what, we'll stick it here. And then these two convergent or parallel movies going on in one film, they're two separate storylines that never come together because they just wanted these different parts in a movie. There's the political themes are so forced and blatant and not helpful to the plot. I'm willing to overlook a lot of that stuff far more than our friend Ari Hoffman is.
I didn't even see this movie, but you were both talking about this, you more so than Mike, but the fact that it stood out that much in a Jurassic Park movie, and my comment to you was, what is it, the rich people trying to steal the dino eggs again? And
no.
You said, no, it was more than that.
No, I don't think we're doing any spoilers here, but the plot of the movie, as I said, there's three, they need the DNA from three different dinosaurs to help make some new life-saving drug, right? And so the pharmaceutical company hires this ragtag team to go get the DNA from the dinosaurs. That's why they're there. That's what they go out to do. And then, you know, of course, the museum doctor guys like tell some of the mercenaries, hey, why don't we open source this DNA? You know, why let the corporations have it? This
and
is
it
for everybody.
That discussion.
And it just keep hammering these communist ideas into the movie that come to nothing.
Right, and that you're thinking to yourself the whole time, I'm just here to see dinosaurs eat people off porta potties, right?
Heads of state got a little political for a movie about politics. Yeah. This is a movie about dinosaurs.
Right. Well, the movie starts with a detailed scrawl about what the landscape of the Jurassic world is, which includes a heavy-handed message about the climate change.
Oh,
yeah. It's like the dinosaurs can't live in the Jurassic world because of climate change.
Well, that's why they died in the first place. There's a giant meteor.
I just wonder if former Washington Governor Jay Inslee would have commentary about why the dinosaurs of Jurassic World can no longer live in the Jurassic World because of the climate change.
Well, you see, what happened was that John Hammond is an evil corporation, but at least he brought back a raptor. So he makes the raptor, and now the evil predator is going to die because of climate change. So what we're going to do is we're going to tax everybody to save the raptor and his friend the T-Rex. We're going to do that, and we're going to get rid of the evil corporation. In fact, we're going to tax the evil corporation and John Hammond. If he's not dead yet, we'll get all his money from the death tax.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Thank you, former Governor Inslee. Enjoy Idaho. I'd also like to say, Zach, the performances are all terrible. Scarlett Johansson cannot act.
No, never could.
And despite being in a profoundly snug and occasionally wet T-shirt, still not there for me. Sorry.
That bad tan kind of screws up the whole
bad tan.
Apparently the movie's very scary though.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Get that lady some throat lozenges also. So, like, I don't know if she's just smoking a pack a day. She sounds like Anthony Fauci, actually. Actually, we need to get the dinosaur egg. Well, how can you? Why do you have to get it for? Because the triceratops or pterodactyl is like the size of an F-16. She's got smoke.
So what you're saying
is
they have to get all the stuff from the dino DNA because then they're protected. Is that what you're saying?
They have a little baby Yoda dinosaur, you know, for the kids.
Yeah, for the kids. Sounds like this whole movie is not for anybody.
Does it save the day? No.
It's a mess, man. But basically, though, if you are looking for a movie to watch and you haven't seen F1 yet, it's fine. And where Zach and I are going to part ways is, like, I'm not going to tell people to not watch this. I don't like it, but we might have to ask my buddy Hank Williams Jr. here. It's like,
well, I'm glad you don't, brother, because a lot of people do.
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at the tomato meter. It's got 51% from critics, but then it's got a 73% popcorn score.
Yeah.
Which is shocking to me based on all this.
I think that fans of this franchise will like the direction this goes because it has no nostalgia to the previous ones. It's a mostly new cast and new stories and isn't relying on the other stuff like the previous couple movies. And I like that it's kind of intentionally small. It's just like we have to survive a night on a scary island with mutant dinosaurs.
Kind of like what we liked about Ballerina.
Yeah.
It extends the franchise. It doesn't get too in the weeds. If you haven't seen something, if you haven't seen the others like I hadn't, that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah, it's delightfully self-contained. It gives you enough to where you can just go. But yeah, fans of the theme park rides are going to like this. There are probably elements of this movie that will end up in theme park rides.
Now I'm kind of curious about it. Jurassic World Rebirth is in theaters now. Thank you, Mike and Zach.